Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. We continue to pray for crime reduction in District 3 for Crestline, Lake Arrowhead, and Cedar Pines Park. California Will Be Saved held a meeting last Saturday, September 27th, to reach the people in the San Bernardino Mountains, including the three communities we're praying for today. An estimate of 2,000 people gathered, 80 people gave their lives to the Lord, and 12 got water baptized. We know that lives transformed by the gospel help to reform communities, and crime reduction works in tandem with the gospel's saving power. So, Father, we lift up Crestline, a mountain community in the San Bernardino Mountains, centered around the scenic Lake Gregory. We pray, we know that it's known for its methamphetamine, distribution, deliveries, creation, spreading it. It's known as the meth lab in the mountains. So we pray, God, that that will be cleaned up and stopped in Jesus' name. We pray for the overall crime grade of D+ to decrease, theft at 13% to decrease, the grade to improve, and the theft to decrease along with the 6% burglary. We also pray for Lake Arrowhead, that's also near Crestline. And we pray that even though it's a beautiful location and many people enjoy the lake, we pray, Father, for its grade of C- to improve, 12% theft to decrease, and 6% burglary. In both Crestline and Lake Arrowhead, there are churches that preach the gospel. We pray they grow and explode. We pray that more and more people will come to Christ and their lives will be transformed by the gospel. We pray for Cedar Pines Park, also nestled up there. We pray that it will also have an improvement of its crime grade of C- and its theft of 11% and burglary at 6. Now, though these crime grades are not super bad, they're not super good. And so, Lord, we ask that your word will go forth and the gospel will be preached with great relevance, great boldness, great courage. We pray for children to rise up and be bold in their schools. We pray, God, for the people that are in the churches to not be pew sitters, but to be gospel preachers, that they would look for people, pray if they are stuck at home and can't get out, that they would at least be praying and posting and sending emails or texts, whatever they can to get the gospel out there so that we know it is the gospel of Jesus Christ that has the saving power to change lives to the point where cities can be changed and crime can go down. We thank you, Lord, for your saving power in Jesus' name.